Drive Time on RT Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When it comes to pensions, performance counts. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
Voting in America is underway as both Donald Trump and Kamala Harris vie to become the 47th president of the United States. Now, both campaigns are still at this point urging people to get out and vote, with Kamala Harris telling media that her focus today is on making sure everybody knows the power of their voice through their vote, which in a post on his social media platform, Truth Social, Donald Trump said, today will be the most important day in American history. We're joined now from Michigan once again by our reporter, Una Kelly. We spoke with Una, and voting was a little bit lax, you say, Una, earlier on. It's what, just after 12:30 where you were? Has it picked up at all?
Yeah, Cormac, it actually really has in the last hour. So there's a bit of a queue of cars to get into this polling station in Kent County now. Earlier when I spoke to you, there hadn't been any canvassers or protesters, anything like that around. They're not actually allowed within 100 metres of the polling station anyway, but someone's just started blasting Don't Stop Believing and other music at the gate. So we're getting a bit of a buzz now. Now, 78 million Americans have already voted in the early voting process. One of them is actually Kamala Harris herself. She told reporters that she voted by post last week, so we won't get scenes of her turning up to cast her vote. Trump, however, voted in person in Florida within the past hour, along with his wife Melania. He said he's feeling very confident. But back here in Michigan, a key swing state, turnout on the actual day here is regarded as absolutely crucial by both candidates. This whole campaign has been described by both sides as one of the most consequential US elections, especially in modern times. But earlier when I was speaking to voters, I wasn't really picking up a lot of excitement and enthusiasm from them. People seem to feel a bit jaded and exhausted by this very long and divisive election cycle. And we'll hear more now from some people going in to vote here in Michigan.
I'm voting for Trump. I know that I was able to afford life a lot better back then, and their crime was much better, much lower with him. So that's more important to me right now.
Yeah. That seems to be a big issue for people, that they feel they were better off when Trump was president.
Yeah, I think they felt safer. I don't know if, you know, the pandemic changed things a lot, but we definitely could afford groceries a lot easier. Kamala Harris.
Why is that?
I am a proud middle-class working citizen. It is important for us to be a community together, and I think that she is more for that than her opponent.
Is the abortion issue motivating women like you?
Yes. I am a healthcare worker. I'm coming off my shift from last night into this election today, and it is so important that everyone has access to the healthcare that they need.
First time voting for president. So,
and you immigrated from somewhere else to the U.S.?
From Mexico.
You're from Mexico. And do you mind me asking who you voted for?
It's going to be tough, but we'll see if Trump wins.
You're voting for Trump?
Yeah.
What is it about him that you like?
Well, Biden win last time, but Trump win the other 4 years. He pretty much he didn't do nothing like wars.
I'm going to vote for Harris.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, I'm a strong advocate of women and so forth. Yeah. So to move forward in this future, yeah, I would like to see some progress with Harris got a majority of my concerns and so forth.
There you have it. That is incredible, Una. Some of the people you've spoken with, the Michiganders voting in your area there in Precinct 1 in Kent County. You've been meeting those as well who are trying to get the vote out today, particularly those involved in the auto industry, you say. What have they been saying to you, Una?
Yeah, Cormac, well, a big effort from campaigns on the ground goes on throughout the day until the close of polls to get people to the polling stations. And the auto industry is very, very important here in Michigan. It's been a massive employer for decades. Parts of the state, particularly around Detroit, would have a lot of blue-collar, unionized voters. So I've been along to a phone bank at the United Auto Workers Union headquarters in Detroit. That's a huge union for those in the car manufacturing industry. That union union has come out to back Harris. And I was speaking to union member Karen Benetti as she was working the phones to encourage people to get out and vote.
Yeah, we're going to campaign up until we see those numbers come out to kind of get to our membership and have those tough conversations. We have a lot of people that are uneducated on certain candidates, so we do provide that information.
What responses are you getting from people in the past few days?
In the past few days, I think people are exhausted with the election right now. We all want it to be over, and we all want it to be favorable to working class America, and that's getting Kamala elected. But I understand that people are becoming exhausted with the election process.
How are you personally feeling today?
I'm tired. I'm tired, but I'm still pushing forward because I know we still have work to do. Even, you know, people going to the polls, people are still undecided. We're still getting calls and speaking to people, and they are undecided on who they want to vote for, if they want to vote for. So those people, is very important for us to have those conversations, because being that the race is so close, Michigan and a few other swing states, we need to get to those people who don't see any value in their vote, or those people that are undecided because they don't have enough information. And if we have to go to the last minute, we will. If we have to go to 7:59 and get that person in line by 7:59 and be able to vote, we will.
What makes you so determined?
I'm looking at the future, especially for myself. I'm a black woman. I'm a double minority. And looking at the Donald Trump and his policies and him taking rights that we fought for, it's going to be bad for us, it's women of color, women, period. Our future is at stake. Our children's future is at stake.
Are you feeling a bit nervous or worried at all based on what you're hearing from people at this stage?
I am nervous, but I'm also optimistic that it will work in our favor. That those people that have not been vocal with how they're voting, because people do want a right to privacy. They don't want to necessarily put out, hey, I'm voting for Kamala, because they're scared they may be judged. They're scared that their families may not agree. They're scared that their neighbors may not agree. It is people out there that want to intimidate you for having your preference of voting.
People have described this election as divisive. No matter what happens, no matter who wins, what do you think is going to happen then when people feel like that?
I think we're going to be in for craziness no matter who wins. I think that if he wins or loses, it's going to be mayhem.
And that's Karen Bennett in Detroit, Michigan, speaking with Una Kelly. Women's future at stake, she says, in this election, Una.
Yeah, absolutely. That's definitely a big theme. Both campaigns will be looking at whether they are seeing suburban women coming out to vote in big numbers there. And in Michigan here, they'll also be looking particularly, because it is a swing state, whether they can get that blue-collar worker vote out. They traditionally would have backed Democrats, but it's not so certain that Harris can rely on their vote anymore. Trump had actually in 2016 picked up a lot of those voters here, because there's that massive debate in this state around electric car production. Some workers fear the switch to EVs is going to mean a loss of jobs. Trump has insisted he'll put very high tariffs on any cars that aren't manufactured in America, and that seems to have been well received by voters here. At a rally last night, speakers and Trump himself claimed that auto workers are on their side. The Harris campaign yesterday, however, saying they feel they have the edge here in Michigan, but getting all votes possible in such a tight race here in Michigan is very, very important for both candidates.
Really insightful stuff. Una Kelly, thank you very much indeed, and you can hear more from Una in Michigan later on tonight on The Late Debate on this channel, as our live coverage of results begins here on RTE Radio 1.